Chapter 3. From Pyotr Ivanich to Ivan Petrovich. I am to blame. To blame, 1,000 times to blame. But I hasten to defend myself. Between 5 and 6 yesterday, just as we were talking of you with the warmest affection, a messenger from Uncle Stepan Alexeyich galloped up with the news that my aunt was very bad. Being afraid of alarming my wife, I did not say a word of this to her, but on the pretext of other urgent business, I drove off to my aunt's house. I found her almost dying. Just at 5 o'clock she had had a stroke, the third she has had in the last 2 years. Karl Fyodorich, their family doctor, told us that she might not live through the night. You can judge of my position, dearest friend. We were on our legs all night in grief and anxiety. It was not till morning that, utterly exhausted and overcome by moral and physical weakness, I lay down on the sofa. I forgot to tell them to wake me, and only woke at 11:30. My aunt was better. I drove home to my wife. She, poor thing, was quite worn out expecting me. I snatched a bite of something, embraced my little boy, reassured my wife, and set off to call on you. You were not at home. At your flat I found Yevgeny Nikolaitch. When I got home I took up a pen, and here I am writing to you. Don't grumble and be cross with me, my true friend. Beat me, chop my guilty head off my shoulders, but don't deprive me of your affection. From your wife I learned that you will be at the Slavyanovs this evening. I will certainly be there. I look forward with the greatest impatience to seeing you. I remain, etc. P.S. We are in perfect despair about our little boy. Karl Fyodorich prescribes rhubarb. He moans. Yesterday he did not know anyone. This morning he did know us and began lisping papa, mama, boo. My wife was in tears the whole morning.